You're listening to SBS News.
Two apologies. One to the people of Afghanistan and another to Australians.
To the people of Afghanistan, on behalf of the Australian Defence Force, I sincerely and unreservedly apologise for any wrongdoing by Australian soldiers. Such alleged behaviour profoundly disrespected the trust placed in us by the Afghan people who had asked us to their country to help them. And to the people of Australia, I am sincerely sorry for any wrongdoing by members of the Australian Defence Force. Your right to expect that your Defence Force will defend your nation and its interests in a manner that accords with our nation's values and laws.
After a four-year investigation, a highly redacted report by Justice Paul Brereton into alleged war crimes by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan has been released. It's found credible information to substantiate 23 alleged war crimes, including killings, abuse and cover-up committed by Australian soldiers. In the report, Justice Brereton describes the 57 incidents investigated as possibly the most disgraceful episode in Australia's military history. The report recommends that 19 Australian soldiers be referred for criminal investigation over the murder of 39 Afghan civilians, including adolescent boys and prisoners. The incidents happened between 2005 and 2016, not in the heat of battle, and with the soldiers involved having knowledge of international law on warfare and war crimes. Junior soldiers were forced into so-called blooding exercises, which involved shooting prisoners to get their first kill. And weapons were placed by Australian soldiers near the bodies of victims as part of efforts to cover up what happened. The Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Campbell, says the episode blemishes the record of the Australian Defence Force and Australia's international reputation.
I would never have conceived that an Australian would be doing this in the modern era. And I thought we had the processes and the governance systems and the development systems for our people that it would not occur. That is one of the most damaging aspects of this report, that it shows us not as the force at a level of professionalism that we thought ourselves to be, and it does undermine the Defence Force's moral authority.
A spokesperson for President Ashraf Ghani says ahead of the report's release, he received a personal phone call from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, expressing the deepest sorrow over the misconduct by some Australian troops in Afghanistan and a commitment to ensuring justice. General Campbell says he's also spoken to his Afghan counterpart to offer his apologies.
He expressed sorrow for the loss and an appreciation that we would engage with him and with Afghanistan, and we would deal with this in a thorough and determined way, and that we would wish to make sure it was known, and then that we would look to support the circumstances of families affected. And I must say, I was humbled and deeply appreciative of the manner in which he received this news.
He says he accepts all 143 of the report's recommendations, and there will be substantial changes made to the operational structure, oversight mechanisms, and culture in the army as a whole.
By warrior culture, Justice Brereton is, I think, speaking to a slow deviation from normal and good culture in a military environment, where instead of seeking to serve others, you seek to serve yourself and to do so in a manner that creates power and authority and prestige. It's destructive because you're no longer looking at the mission that we're all there to work together to achieve. And it must be stamped out. It is absolutely antithetical, not just to special operations, but to professional military forces and absolutely to the Australian Defence Force.
The second squadron of the SAS will be disbanded And General Campbell says he's recommending to the Governor-General that the meritorious citation for special forces given to personnel serving from 2007 onwards be withdrawn. The federal government will create an Office of the Special Investigator, which will look into any criminal allegations raised and, where appropriate, refer briefs to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions to consider. A new panel will also be set up to drive cultural change inside Australia's SAS and Commando regiments. General Campbell says, as the report recommends, compensation will be arranged for the Afghan families affected without waiting for criminal prosecutions, and the military service medals of those directly involved will also be reviewed. The report found a culture of secrecy within each patrol kept their actions from others. General Campbell says he has personal regrets that those higher in the military chain of command, including himself, did not do more to bring the issues to light. And although the report absolves commanders of direct personal knowledge of the killings, it points to moral command responsibility and systemic issues.
If the entire Australian Defence Force does not learn from it and strengthen all of the aspects of areas of our operational capability that I have described, we're not preparing ourselves to make sure this doesn't happen again. Now, in special operations, Justice Brereton is clear with regard to embellishing or modifying or slimming down reporting. That's completely unacceptable. I want the entire Defence Force to learn, to think, to reflect and say, I will not go there.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says the very serious matters raised by the report will receive a comprehensive response, but added that the findings should not cast a shadow on the vast majority of men and women of the Australian military. Glenn Kolomitz, an army lawyer who advised soldiers who gave evidence to the inquiry, says the report has stirred up strong emotions for his clients.
There's a bit of a relief in some quarters, but there's also, it's an additional stressor now, so we have to be cognizant of their mental health and how it's impacting on them. So, you know, we're checking up on them, and I think it's incumbent on Defence to also check up on them.
A 2016 report authored by military sociologist Dr. Samantha Cromfitz sparked the four-year war crimes inquiry. She's told SBS News the findings of the Brereton report will resonate internationally.
The things that stay with me are not necessarily the particular incidences. It's the way that they were described to me as normal and as happening all the time. That was really the most distressing. I mean, I think the reputation has been tarnished, and I think we'd, you know, be foolish to think that it didn't have an impact then. If there were rumours going on in 2009 to 2012, or, you know, before or after that, that those rumours, I'm sure, weren't just confined to Australian troops. And I think also that there'll be other militaries that will also be questioning, you know, if their soldiers, could have done anything similar.
Australian Defence Association Executive Director Neil James says Australia's handling of the four-year inquiry could have positive effects in the longer term.
There's two ways of looking at it. In the short term, we're going to take a big knock. In the longer term, we're going to come out of this much better than a lot of countries, because at least we've done something about it. Whereas allegations that have hit other countries, we're way ahead of the game. And I think that'll work in our favour in the long run. And you're already seeing a little bit of that in the reactions from Afghanistan.
Dr. Melanie O'Brien is an international law expert at the University of Western Australia. Dr. O'Brien says while there are significant hurdles to overcome for a successful criminal prosecution in Australia, they're not insurmountable.
Obviously, the crimes were committed in Afghanistan and not in Australia, but court proceedings would be in Australia. So that's quite problematic. So in terms of collecting evidence to begin with, but we know that there are people who are willing to give evidence, and so that's quite important. We also know that there's camera footage that was taken from soldiers' body cameras. So there are those things that are already accessible. So that kind of evidence will mean that it won't necessarily take as long as we've seen investigations take for the crimes that international criminal courts and tribunals look at. And also because of the number here being 39 as compared to, you know, thousands essentially of atrocities being taken place.
Support and counselling services in Australia for veterans and their families are available. The Defence Department's All Hours Support Line is on 1800 628 036. Open Arms provides 24-hour free and confidential counselling on 1800 011 046. Soldier On is a national support services provider for defence personnel. They can be reached on 1300 620 380. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.